are because you snatched the star from someone else.
No way.
You ruined someone's career. There are many possibilities.
Okay.
They don't like the beacon.
I suppose there are a few people I've gotten angry that way, but certainly they wouldn't go through this much trouble.
Yeah, George.
That's not how it's done in Hollywood.
Any of them really smart?
Any of them have giant brains?
No.
Glass, encased in glass, problems on their head?
If they were smart, I wouldn't have been able to backstab them.
How much are you running over budget?
Right now is only a little bit over budget.
Is the production insured?
Sure. This is like, you know,
$1 billion.
Ross Rand, Super Spy. This is like the 12th movie in the series. Alright, so let's see.
Oh, well. Take me to the star.
Okay. Alright. Giant robots attack movie sets all the time. It can be kind of funny.
Hey,
movie sets.
You know, as a side benefit of me being on the set, I save your production from being months over.
Oh!
Writing a bigger role.
Exactly.
You're not a main
villain. You should write me enough of a role right here every day.
You're not a main villain.
No, now in the big scene where the hero kills him, he lasts a couple frames longer.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Now you're number one instead of number two.
You get some more cool lines before you die.
Your death scene is prolonged.
Now I just became a suspect, right? Because I have a motive for having
the attack this second. I guess you're trying to leverage it immediately. You could at least wait a day.
Yeah, self-promotion.
Except whoever did this is clearly out to smear animal kind.
All right, well, can I go over to...
Clearly.
While Shannon...
Otherwise, they would be just a giant robot instead of a giant ape.
Ooh.
Can I go over to the storage lot that Eric tracked down and look around for clues?
All right. Hey, what's up?
Problems with this, my bad.
Hey.
Six.
Nope.
Not rolling well today. Hey, I'll check out
the
hardware store.
See,
I don't even look at
Toby, so. It
doesn't seem like
it's going to
work.
So I want to talk to the star and run him through
the
same
radio check. Okay,
charisma?
Yeah, make a charisma roll. So 2 times your charisma plus a die roll.
23.
Okay, so he's your typical aging, egotistic star.
Think Roger Moore in Moonraker.
Right. Of course he's got, you know, lots of enemies because he's lots of women, that kind of stuff.
It's not like James Caan kind of, not that number of enemies, right? Like a manageable number, like
yeah. Manageable.
I mean, who have recently threatened you? For example, I will ensure that your next movie is never made.
Or someone who's due to take over the role of the super spy in the next 7 movies.
That's right. Timothy Dalton is the villain.
Timothy Dalton.
Ah, no.
Why would someone else take over my role?
Because you're old, man!
Oh my god.
No!
Because you're aging and no longer handsome enough to attract a female.
Because your next role is going to be on a boat trip?
Well, maybe it's John Connery.
Can't run.
You're making me mad at me, how soft. It's not true.
That's impossible!
No! Oh, my youthful good.
Let's see. Let's go back to headquarters. Enough excitement around here. I'll mingle with the stunt guys.
You gonna what?
Mingle with the stunt guys.
Okay.
Eric.
So while you guys are investigating and stuff, they dredge up the armored car that was thrown into the ocean.
A big movie set warehouse.
On the island?
Yeah. You know, it was just stored there. Someone stole it, rigged it up, and attacked with it.
Someone stole it, like, a month ago?
Week ago. But so. The space girl couldn't figure out who did it.
She's just a kid.
Yeah, perhaps it would be best if you took me over to the space warehouse.
Go look at the warehouse.
Okay, I'll take Shannon over, too.
Are there any guards there?
Okay.
We ask guards.
I think it was just locked up.
It's probable that
really.
There is no actual.
It's just like an old warehouse. You know, where they just put lots of boxes of props and stuff.
Did you guys?
You know, it's kind of hard to make off with a giant ape like this without anyone noticing.
Well, what else?
Did anybody ask if there's like the little kid who like was a loner but always loved the ape and used to come and look at it and all that kind
of
shit?
I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, is there anyone who saw like a large truck, you know, pull up and drive away in the middle of the night a week ago?
What else is in the warehouse?
Canvas the neighborhood.
Other movie monsters?
I agree.
Look out for?
Well, there are some other movie monsters from whatever.
Did anything else get stolen at the same time?
No. Well, okay, let's see.
Did anything else get stolen at another time?
Recently.
Well, yeah, about the same time, they had some...
I feel like I stole it.
No, they had, stunt mannequins for, like, their,
police facts?
Horror movie.
Zombies.
Not quite zombies, more like Jason-type guys.
Well, like what?
Jason? Is that Halloween series?
Jason and
Friday the
13th. Friday the 13th? Okay.
Michael was Halloween.
Can you switch me chairs?
Sure. Well, let's go. So, let's see. So when they dredge up the armored car, Eric, or Fulham, you notice that, like, the top of it was ripped off open.
Interesting.
This is an elaborate ploy for an armed car robbery?
Wow.
That is elaborate.
What?
Wait, the armored truck is like a...
The armored truck
a
is
bank?
Yeah. Sorry.
That was like an armored
truck
from like the army base. You know, back in the days, army base was still attacked. For a reason.
That's pretty elaborate for a bank robbery. I'm impressed.
It's in the ocean, right?
Uh-huh.
All the money's gone?
We'll find out from the
what's
the bank.
Pretty much Fulton and Pick are the only ones there right now.
Okay.
What?
It looks like it was ripped off.
Looks like actually it was
Or like cut off.
Like bitten off.
Bitten off?
Uh-huh.
Like by a shark?
Like a giant robotic shark?
Like a giant robotic shark.
No.
And then the contents have been removed.
Like they were swallowed?
Well, because you can't tell a lot. Spoke up, but.
Like by his army of minnows?
Jaws was the 70s.
Mm. We're fighting Aquaman.
Damn him. Wait, isn't he in the Atlantic?
He wouldn't have used a giant monkey.
Boy, he's everywhere.
He's friendly to animals.
Yes?
Only
he would not betray animals.
Only ocean animals. He doesn't care about land animals.
He makes
like
some monkeys.
Tricks.
Good point.
That's
you
true.
Have to talk.
He's busy fighting Icthulhu right now.
Icthulhu, yeah.
Call of Icthulhu. No, he used to just be called Cthulhu, but he was Cthulhu, but he was so gross that everyone started saying Icthulhu. Yeah, that joke never gets old.
Anything about the way it was caught that looked like it was basically a metallic jaw that
as opposed to a real shark?
It
was a metallic shark.
Well, probably the fact that there's actually a shark in the game.
That's true. Make a roll. You can use your detective, which I think he has.
What the fuck? Everyone's got detective now.
Yeah, Kevin insisted.
Nope, I don't.
26.
Dope.
Yeah, you think it's a metallic shark rather than an organic shark?
Because the spacing of the teeth was even.
It's an all-movie prop.
And real sharks.
Too even.
Too even.
Too even.
Suspiciously even. I would give these guys a call.
That's not
bad. They're checking at the warehouse where the monkey was stolen, so I'll call them and say,
okay.
Can you guys check on warehouses where sharks have been?
Yeah, shark props.
Why?
Because the armored car that got thrown into the ocean.
Well, yeah. Let's find out what got stolen first.
Yeah,
so
see what
stolen.
Else got stolen.
Yeah.
See if it was money or like...
What got taken out?
Ripped open by...
Sure. Right. But let's see
what
whether
was stolen.
Was it cash?
What
was
stolen out of the truck?
Yeah,
what was
in the truck?
Good question.
Plutonium?
Okay.
Plutonium.
What's the logo?
There
on
was plutonium on my movie site. I'm telling you.
I thought it was a nuclear free zone.
Why do?
Who knows?
Nuclear wasteland.
Is there a logo on the side of the truck? Like a
yeah.
logo or...
Lexcorp.
Sure, the company logo.
Lexcorp.
Company logo.
Yeah.
Is there a bank nearby, by chance?
Kryptonite in the truck.
Is there what?
Is there a bank nearby, by chance?
Yeah, but kryptonite's useful.
Yeah.
Well,
somewhere.
Oh, you can find out.
It's useful for poisoning people over
let's
a long
see.
Time.
It was in the truck.
Giving them all kinds of mutant superpowers.
No, just cancer.
Except they all use for evil.
Almost all.
No, no, you're thinking pre-crisis. Oh, we're playing a pre-crisis module. You could be right.
This is a pre-crisis module?
Yep.
Damn.
I only just now figured out that Guy Gardner was named after Gardner Fox. I only just learned that.
Who's Gardner Fox?
There are actually three, there's like Gardner Fox's name is like in three things. One of them is Guy Gardner. But there were also two other Gardners in the DC Universe named after him.
What are they?
Who's Gardner Fox?
No, remember, you have to look at his one of his little bits I saw online. Gardner Fox is the guy who wrote all the Clothar and the Magic Sword books, but he also wrote in every single field. And he wrote, I think, over 1,000 comics. And he was the first person to write a superhero group, put together like the original Justice Society or whatever. Because he had invented the Flash and Hawkman, I think, and several others. So he was like, you know, one of the early
okay.
guys. He was one of the ones that got dissed by DC when they came together and tried to say, basically, we should have, you know, some benefits for health and stuff like that. And then they stopped getting used.
You will never work in the field again.
So DC, exactly like Disney.
Yep.
But he actually came back and wrote more before he died.
I was very weirded out by reading an article recently about that little town that Disney's created right next to Disney World.
Yeah. Which one?
They've created a little town that, you know, they've given a 1950s atmosphere and they own the whole downtown and a lot of the land.
You don't mean
downtown Disney.
Not downtown Disney.
No, it's called...
the suburb.
Oh, thank you, suburb.
It, people live there, and
wow.
like there aren't allowed to be any video stores in the downtown, and a
really?
Couple of other things that they thought were un-American.
Cascade.
But they're apparently selling it.
Video stores.
Look up Gardner Fox because I found really easily a little sort of summary, and it had a whole bunch of things about comics in his writing that I didn't know.
I'm not sure that having Guy Gardner per se named after you is such a good thing, though.
Well,
such a nice guy, though.
Sometimes, when he's been hit on the head the appropriate way.
Yeah. Alright, so let's see. In the car, plant to a nearby military base for Aerodyne Industries, to cache a rare Egyptian jewel for Western fine jewelers, a statuette known as the Corsican Falcon, and
Corsican Falcon.
And a shipment of medical
I believe that was
drugs.
A statue known as the Corsican Falcon.
So let's assume it wasn't the medical drugs, and assume it wasn't the jewels.
It could have been the plans.
No one would do that, would do the whole giant monkey thing just for those. Is the Corsican Falcon
an
especially known worth, or wouldn't that be something of artifact?
Anybody who has a cult can roll.
Most of us aren't there right now.
That's true.
Well, we'll talk about it eventually.
We'll talk about it eventually.
Okay, when we talk about it eventually...
Meanwhile, we'll look him up with stolen sharks.
And the other thing would be the... What,
the plan to
our
what, third,
military facility.
Is yeah,
a bar,
part of it.
Is a bar across the street still open? Oh, wait, it's at different headquarters.
Do we still have a new bar across the street?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a bar across the street or downstairs.
not
we just have
club.
One. We have one on the top floor.
Let's meet for buffalo wings at the strip club.
Hey, Kevin, 33, and the roll is 27 for that highway business.
Oh.
Gee, I got a 30, but I rolled a 6.
Okay, so you, both of you guys have never heard of Quiscopoulos.
Wow.
No mystical, well, at least not mystical.
I believe there was a movie about
or
it.
Can we go to the library and do research on this? Quiscopoulos?
Sure, Nicole.
Sounds like a porn movie.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a lot more.
Yeah.
You know,
Eric and I are still looking up.
I was over doing detective work at where the giant tape was stolen from.
Yep.
I think that's where I'm still.
Yeah, we're.
Well, I head over there because you've done an inadequate job.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. You can look at the.
You don't find any reference to
Quiscopoulos. No Quiscopoulos.
Must be the military base then.
Well, who said it was in there, and who owned it?
Yeah, who was the truck supposed to go to? We should go talk to them.
Yeah, I want to because military is.
So we'll say it's LexCorp Security. And that was part of the shipping manifest in the front.
LexCorp Security, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should find out from
the
actual owner of the Falcon whether someone would want to. Would be willing to.
Mr. Lex. So
while they're looking for the giant shark, I want to go track the owner of the Falcon.
He was just a misunderstood.
Yeah, true.
Who I believe became president.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay.
National conglomerate.
Let's go talk to LexCorp.
Detective Rolls over at the prop, please.
Okay.
Sure.
So.
Who flew me there?
I ran you there. But then I took off.
Hey.
Wait.
You're right back.
Check around to see if a giant shark has been stolen.
I'm doing that.
He is. He's checking for the shark. I gotta go check on the Falcon.
Go talk to LexCorp.
I'll go with you to LexCorp.
Detective Rocket?
I'll just tell you what's going on.
What?
The gorilla, the shark.
LexCorp.
Okay.
Are you telling us what's stolen?
Yeah.
What was stolen?
All the props that were stolen. Might as well. Let me look it up. What are you going to fight next?
Mechagodzilla? A Superman clone?
So 15 Psycho Freaks.
15 what?
Psycho Freaks.
Psycho Freaks.
Jason.
Okay. And 10 Freedom Force. Dummies.
Freedom
Force, which is like.
As in the superhero group from the 1970s, led by Uncle Sam with the Living Bomb, the Human Doll.
Nope.
More America and.
American Made?
G.I. Joe, maybe?
No, it's like a. Missing action group.
Oh, like Gorilla Fighters?
Yeah. Like ex-Vietnam Commando Strike Team.
All right, there you go.
Check Norris!
They're robots of an ex-Vietnam
fighter. Props.
Yeah, props.
So they'll be made.
So, like, they're dummies that were, you know, that were manhandled.
You know, they're like some, if they're going to blow up someone behind a machine gun, you know, like lob a grenade in and body goes flying.
Yeah.
So drop it off a roof.
Yeah.
So did, like, the Robotnik escape from prison or something?
Well, there are a lot of villains that build robots, so
yeah,
it's kind of
every
hard
other villain.
Yeah.
Any evil genius could be doing this.
Yeah.
If we encounter psycho freaks or Vietnam vets, we know that they are disposable.
That's true.
What else? That's it?
Those are the most important props.
If you meet the right Vietnam vet. You a Vietnam vet? Yeah.
Hey, why are you bleeding?
You're supposed to be a dummy.
Yeah, tear him apart just to make sure he's not
okay,
a dummy.
Okay, so that was all the parts that were stolen.
Okay.
So no sharks.
No, there's
a shark.
Yeah,
there's
a shark and a robot.
Okay.
Shark and a monkey.
So what about the rest of us at LexCorp?
LexCorp. So what do you want to know about LexCorp?
We just want to find out if the owner of the Falcon thinks it's worth enough that someone would send a giant monkey out of the ocean to get the Falcon.
Yeah, and what exactly?
And what
do you?
And
you
what
get away with this less?
And what base? What base were the plans for?
They were going to go to the military research base.
Okay, I'll go over there and
Go ahead. So
see what they're up to.
Wait.
See.
Hey, you're ahead of us. We're doing this simultaneously right. with you and the shark.
Maybe this is a red herring. Maybe they're after the jewels to build a big laser.
So the Falcon is really not worth that much. After a while, you find out.
What else was there?
Just,
military plans.
And then there were, like, Egyptian jewels.
Egyptian jewels and what else?
And then the military plans. And, medical supplies.
Since the jewels turned out to be Egyptian, a cult boy should say whether that means anything.
Yeah.
Other than that,
laser grade jewels.
So that military research, is that like secret military research kind of thing, or
no? Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, the research itself is secret, sure.
Right.
But can you tell us like what its research is on, at least?
If it,
how to build lasers with Egyptian jewels. That's
the
point.
He found out the jewels were Egyptian. Check your occult store to see if. It's the, whatever, Ruby of Horus. It's the Ruby of Horus. The Emerald of Akhenaten.
No, they don't... I mean, you heard of the jewels. They're not actually mystical.
Except for one.
No.
So the fact that they're Egyptian just...
But they are valuable.
The jewels are... pretty valuable.
Laser grade.
So who here likes dealing with the military and wants to basically ask them...
I've dealt with them before.
Wants to warn them and ask if they want, like, our assistance or what it, how they want to handle the situation.
I can talk to them. I used to deal with them.
150 years ago.
Damn bastards.
Well, what is this military base known for?
Research, apparently.
Research.
It's
a research base.
If it's a research, like,
weapons. Wait, is this the same research base as...
Yeah.
It's, you should know.
Anything.
That was my great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean...
Same idea.
You've heard stories, right?
Just 150 years later.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
They haven't progressed.
Yeah,
so
it's an old family...
If you're very fast, why are you
anyway?
Calling really Le Tigre and not Le Cheetah or Le Jaguar?
Because I didn't name myself.
You can feel free to change your name, you know.
It would just change back. No, I'm willing to change anything on my sheet.
If you change it, it'll stay changed.
What are those knockoff Izod shirts?
Yes, those are Lucky Gray. I've already teased him about that.
But he's El Tigre.
In episode one.
I still don't understand why he's not El Jaguar or
Jaguars aren't very fast
either. Cheetah. There's already a DC Cheetah. She's a chick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bad girl.
The one of them
you gotta like the bad girls.
Wait, do we meet the cheetah in the...
Yeah.
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 But the cheetah is...
The golden age cheetah, dummy.
Damn, get us all confused.
All you people run together.
Damn, kid. Oh, wait, you were there. No, you weren't there, but you were there.
I remember the mission.
So the military plan, can you tell us what the research was about? I go talk to military base people.
Okay.
We can call you Tony.
I think it's a forward action solution that military base is going to get trashed in a second here.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, we tell them, and then if they don't want our help, we let them get trashed, then we rescue them.
Okay.
I agree.
That's usually the way of things.
With the military?
I think they'll get trashed, doesn't matter.
I start loitering outside
of the military. I'm actually going to suggest like we have like a little beeper that they can just push when it's time for them to summon us. They don't have to use.
We have that from the mayor or the governor, one of those. But we don't have that from military base, right?
Yeah.
Well, after today, maybe we will.
Well, no, I'm just saying we should give them our phone number or something.
We're listed.
Here, call the.
We're listed.
You expect to be destroyed any minute now.
We got one.
We can hang out in the titty bar across the street from the.
The base. They all have those.
Okay. Go ahead and make a.
I'd rather hang out in the cat house.
I can make the buffalo wings.
I'm not going in there.
Mozzarella sticks, they're to die for.
Mozzarella.
26.
Any cat house will do.
I wouldn't want to go anyway.
I'll only go if they call it a cat house. Only way.
That's all you can eat buffet at lunchtime.
Wow. I wonder if I have a high metabolism. More tuna.
You generate?
More tuna.
No. Then you don't.
Get super speed.
No, that's true. Maybe you do.
Flash and Justice League eats a lot.
Yeah. I don't eat at all.
You don't eat at all?
No. That's what's so creepy.
That is creepy.
You have sealed systems.
Yeah.
That decreases your value.
Sealed systems decreases your value?
Yeah.
Why is that? That sealed system.
You're valueless.
Where I live on the moon.
Valueless.
Okay, so...
Because it means you never poop.
How many operable holes do you have now?
Oh, okay. Well, I was a normal human before.
The answer is less.
Okay, so you talk to your whatever contact you happen to have there.
Uh-huh.
And you hear...
The great grandson.
They don't tell you that much. They tell you that there's that's supposed to be plans for the Alpha Lock, which is a...
We don't actually care what they're doing. We just want to tell them that they're in trouble and offer our assistance.
Well, no, I want to
know.
I don't know. I want to know what it's for. So we can see what's coming.
All right. Yeah. Rendezvous with
Giant
Lee Bar. Rendezvous with
the Giant Laser.
Yeah.
I knew it. Giant Laser, see?
What did I tell you? Egyptian gem, military plan, Giant Laser. It all makes sense.
So what happens at the city bar with Aerodyne?
So, Aerodyne is doing most of the,
he's the movie star, not you. Aerodyne?
Yeah. It's doing the main research.
So it's like a land-based Giant Laser, or is it like a satellite, or what is it?
Do
either of you have the attractive attribute?
It's an airborne laser.
Airborne? Diamond Top Forever?
It's supposed to be able to go on a 747.
Oh, okay.
No, but I should.
Like in Real Genius.
To knock down German,
not like,
yeah,
not
German
like,
warheads.
Not like Diamond Top Forever.
Never launched.
No, that's cool.
That was
German
called
warheads. 1985.
That was
here in Germany?
Yes.
Yes.
Germany won. Well, they tied.
They did?
Yeah.
So, like, whatever Nazi... Hitler's son is in charge of Germany or something?
Hitler's brain is in charge of the European Union, of which Germany is supreme.
Yeah.
That was a lucky guess. Hitler's brain.
Yeah.
My skull's going to be Hitler's brain.
So
it's Hitler's brain?
They did. Well, Hitler did.
Oh, yeah.
Cold War.
Cold War. Mystical
Germany,
power.
Not Russia.
Ultra-humanite. Wait, that was the plot of the Golden Age.
Oh, yeah.
The ultra-humanoid?
Yeah, ultra-humanite.
He turned into a woman, right?
Women. Well, no, the ultra-humanite became a woman.
Right.
Doris something.
Yeah, he put his brain through.
But save Hitler's brain and put him into a superhero.
Dolores Winters?
Yeah, that one.
Those are scary.
Well, that was before he got put into the giant ape.
Yeah, we should have a walkie-talkie feature. Do we have communicators?
What cell phone? But not
like communicators. Like, one?
Yeah.
Three
big box,
like
this. So hold it like here.
I'm pretty sure
strength eight to carry one around.
The three of us move so quick that it's actually quicker to just go to the person than to actually dial.
Well, you don't know where they are.
And I'm not quite as fast as light yet. I'm working on it though.
Yeah, but dialing
takes a while.
Yeah, but if you don't know where they are, you
and besides all that light you know, like bounce around and stuff, very inefficient.
That is true.
But, true.
But if you know where they are,
super speed dialing is fast.
It's just sure I can dial really quick. Forgot.
Yeah, but like if the light has to go all the way up to a satellite and back down, and instead you can just cut the difference, you can get there like three times the step.
If you know where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not polite to create sonic booms in downtown.
True.
Blow out all the windows.
Yeah, it's needed.
It's Top Gun. We top it 85. Yeah, Top Gun, right? 85. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the flyby.
Did the military accept your offer of help?
Did they? We'll give them our number.
We'll be
lying.
No, I mean like we'd be willing to like.
We're gonna rock right there.
Now. I don't think it's going to impact the military base. I think they just want the laser technology.
Yeah,
and use it to blackmail the world.
Yeah, well, and how do you think they're going to get the laser technology?
They already got it.
No.
They got it, right?
No, they got the plans
to the base.
No, they got the
plans to the plans. They have the plans to the laser.
They
got the plans to the laser.
They
got
the plans to the military base. So they can break in and steal stuff.
Okay. So
which will be delivered to the base. The base actually was...
The laser is already made. The NATO is already made.
Okay. Well, what? Right,
so we should.
Yeah, I misunderstood. We thought they were planned.
All right. Well, we should still rendezvous in the nearby.
We should ask the base. So what resources they'll also need to steal in order to build the laser, so that we can. Cut
the laser is already built, right? It's being built by Aerodyne. So we should get
all
the Aerodyne.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be delivered to the base.
Well, they may not be after stealing the existing one. They might be after building their own. So
true.
We should do both.
Why build what you can steal?
Yeah, why would you? But then you don't need the plan. You just go to Aerodyne instead.
Yeah.
Assuming it's completed.
They're bad guys. They'd rather steal it than
go to Aerodyne. Let's go talk to Aerodyne people.
Okay. So.
Wait, Kevin. Is the Aerodyne thing complete?
That's all we're going to do with
Aerodyne.
You didn't get that.
Well,
so that's why we're going to Aerodyne to find out.
We're going to find that out.
The military guys don't know if their thing is complete.
Well, they're actually only doing the testing. Aerodyne is doing the redevelopment in the building.
Okay.
Wait, who owns Aerodyne? Is that the same company?
I think we should eat something that.
Yeah, they have a LexCorp subsidiary.
It's a whole LexCorp.
Aerodyne is owned by Alan Frost. Alan Frost is just
Frost.
Alan
Frost. Freeze.
No. he's just a rich man, and one of the things is he's
you
also...
You can't have a name like Frost in the DC universe without being a supervillain. Maybe he's about to become one.
Perhaps later, but...
Captain Cold.
Captain Cold, Mr. Freeze, Ice...
You do know Mr. Frost is going to hold a party for the cast of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he a guy
he's associated with the movie?
Wait a minute. It's because
he does have some investments in the movie.
He's a big fan of this genre. Perhaps he stole his own plans so that he could get to
the plans.
Okay. Someone should go talk to Aerodyne, someone should go talk to Mr. Frost.
He owns Aerodyne, doesn't he?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he owns Aerodyne.
So perhaps he stole his own plans so that he could sell copies of the laser
and
on
blackmail
the
himself
market without... Oh, he could be blackmailing his company to get
company
profits into his own...
Or the insurance.
Yeah. Just like the movie producers staged the attack to get the...
Or he can steal for himself so that he won't be a suspect. Blackmail the world.
Blackmail the world.
For 100... Billion.
$1 million.
85, still not much. Although, we're in Hawaii.
Are any of you people chicks? Donald is. Are any of you not 16-year-old chicks?
I believe she can't even come into the city bar.
It's true.
What? They let any woman in the city bar?
Well, she's an alien, though, so that kind of...
You say you're 18, don't you?
Yeah, she's always showing her underwear.
Do you look like a crazy alien?
I look pretty creepy.
Don't you have like a cloud of black around you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one asked for her ID.
And you have a deep voice, right?
Like this. Let me
hear it. Like Arnold?
Yeah. You look like a little girl, but you sound like Darth Vader. So, Aerodyne.
All right. So what do you want to do there?
Ask about the laser. See if it's built. If we can, talk to Frost. See if he has any enemies.
Go ahead and make a cruise roll.
Suspicious. Oh. 35.
Okay.
So I rolled 21. That's high. Yeah, baby.
Nobody else rolled anything.
I rolled a 28.
Okay, so...
I haven't rolled doubles yet. I haven't rolled dice a lot yet.
Though. Yeah, so you talk to Frost, and he says that...
Wow, he's actually on the island?
Yeah.
Wow. You'd think he'd be up like in Antarctica or something with a name like that.
Well, I figured he's at least so on the island.
Soft is a creature naturally cold.
Is it really?
Is it? It is colder than normal.
Oh, my God.
Let me hear anything.
Wait a minute.
Right.
But
Mexico?
That's a good point.
Fine.
Yeah.
Wait, that's smart.
How would you use a laser to make the Earth cold?
Burn off the ice caps.
Burn off.
Huh? And then all that cold water comes flowing down.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Blow a hole in the ozone, now that makes it warmer.
Yeah. Maybe it's a cold laser.
Vaporize a big mountain and throw a big cloud of dust in the air.
That'll do it.
So you just say the
depends on how big it is.
That's
so
true.
So the plans, they're still not quite complete. They have like a. It would. You still need like a. Like the.
What's the missing ingredient?
What is power coupler?
Power.
I could literally need a power coupler. And he says, but I keep that, locked up in my mansion vault.
Next attack, mansion vault. Do you have any enemies that you might know of that would want to steal from you? Or any friends that are suspicious?
I'm incredibly rich.
Well,
everybody hates me. I'm like Richard Branson.
I suppose LexCorp may.
Oh. Wait, but Armored Truck was LexCorp, right?
That's true.
So maybe
so why would you be using LexCorp to move your secret stuff around?
Because
LexCorp was everything.
You didn't even count.
You can't get away from them.
So maybe they were using LexCorp was using the Falcon to as a beacon to let the robot know.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't big this
where it was.
Yeah, the beacon.
Huh?
That's true. It could have been a homing bird.
Could have been a homing bird.
Yeah.
A homing bird.
Pigeon.
And introducing the Falcon as...
So you say LexCorp, huh?
Possibly, but, they're big.
They're big. Okay, Parker will be at your mansion. And the actual laser is still in the research lab, I guess?
Yeah.
When's the completion date? When do you plan to ship it to the measure base?
We'll be ready for about a couple of weeks.
Let's say someone has the plans. They will still need a power coupling, right?
Yes.
We'd like you to put us up in your mansion
until they attack. I don't need the power coupling and the focal vortex.
Focal vortex.
Okay.
Focal vortex. And cortex. So what would that be?
And the focal cortex is at one of our research labs.
Is it still being researched?
It is. They are working on, refining it.
So I was suggest, improving your... home security and your lab security.
I would suggest putting us up in your mansion until they're attacked, taking the portal, focusing cortex out of your lab, replacing it with a false one which actually has a homing beacon in it. Therefore, if they attack the lab where we're mansion where we're holding those things, they hide us. If they take the cortex, we can track them.
Wait. Use a homing beacon shaped like a defocusing cortex.
Why would they want to defocus in court?
Well, but they wouldn't know what it looks like, right?
I assume they would. They have the plan.
While you do this, we're going to be rendezvousing in the titty bar pastry.
Hey, you remind me of someone.
No, that was a regular bar. I mixed it up.
You're mixing it up. That's true.
He reminds me of someone, too, but I don't really recall who.
The light.
No, that's not
it. I remind you. The light.
That's my great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, was he a member of our little group?
A little band. It's only been a few years for you. I mean, I remember. 40 years for me. I still remember.
140 years. It seemed like longer, though.
Tracking this demon body?
You're creepy. People say I'm creepy. No, they just think you're jailbait.
I don't think. Can you get arrested for doing underage aliens?
Hard to say.
If you do it on U.S. soil, yeah.
Well, it all depends. If she's 16, and that measured by the revolutions of her world.
Hawaii, that's 12.
Yeah, something like that. It's 85, so it might be 8.
No. It's 12 or 13.
I think 14.
Hawaii, yeah.
14's starting to get a little more reasonable. 12's scary.
But it's 80. 85. So it could be like 8. You know, back then.
Yeah. Things were different.
Yeah. Right, but I don't think you and Indiana Jones can get married yet.
That's true. Actually, yeah, I don't know. So anyway.
All right, so what do you guys want to do?
Does he want our help? Frost?
You rolled 23?
I rolled a 21.
21? Oh, that's right. You rolled a 21, and then you have a prison. Sure. He doesn't... Island City Heroes helping is fine. So that'll
and
be cool.
And the champions. We're Ick now.
Oh, yeah. Island City champions.
Itch.
And to replace the focusing cortex with the fake that we've today.
That's a bad idea. And the other thing also. What's the other thing? The power coupling. Power coupler.
So the power coupling and the focusing.
Yeah. We should replace those with decoys, with homing beacons, and then
protect them ourselves. Our real ones.
The real ones.
Actually, we should protect the fake. Protect the fake ones, because that way they'll actually...
Protect
we just want to let them get away with it.
You're right.
Protect
we will not protect the real ones.
Correct. You're not protecting
it on the yard, so it looks like a yard on...
a lawn ornament? Lawn
yeah, lawn. A lawn jockey.
I don't care. Come to a decision.
So we'll do something like that.
Just hide the real stuff.
Yeah.
Under the bed?
Hide the good stuff. Protect the...
I can take them up to the moon.
Ooh.
They won't find them there.
Maybe under different gravitational pull.
That's a good idea. Make sure that they're put in some type of protective
system. We'll just hide the real ones.
Okay.
On the moon.
Okay, on the sun.
That would be imprudent.
On the moon.
There's a fine place to hide a big trash. I don't
get them on the road. No, that's fine.
Is Indiana Jones able to make us decoys with homing?
Yeah, can you do that? Actually, I could do that. I'm better at doing that, probably.
But
between the two of you, can you do it?
If I recall correctly.
Yeah, but he's the...
I'm not my grandfather.
Oh. So he's useless.
That's good. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And his grandfather was useful?
They also have their own scientists who can do that.
No, you do not want anyone else to do it.
Alright, I'll do it.
Alright, we roll. Scientists.
We don't know what information we
have. So I rolled 10? 28.
Okay. This is just for the homing beacon?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can create homing beacons that you can put in the...
In the face.
Into the face.
Alright.
Mozzarella stick.
I want the buffalo wing.
Crab stuffed mushroom cap.
Half of them stay in the lab, half of them stay in his place. So.
And blues.
Tomato, basil,
cinnamon. 3 and 3. Yes.
Oh, we want to lose.
Yes.
I hate losing.
Well, don't car.
You can also win.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you
only
want to lose.
Because then they take the homing beacon back to their base. And instead of
but if we win, we can say, take me back to your base.
To the robot? Otherwise, I'm going to turn you off.
Oh, good one.
He should be able to pick their robot brains and figure out where home base is.
We'll be able to figure that out.
Alex, he's radioactive.
I'm radioactive.
The monkey?
What's
he do it with the monkey?
That's true, he did.
So why would he be able to do it with the dummies?
I'm not really specialized in robots.
Yeah, I think we have to lose.
You might not have to technically lose. There'll probably be a feint in a real attack. Just don't lose the real attack.
I don't think we'll try to lose. We'll probably lose anyway. So
especially if we split up.
Especially if we split up. But it's better that way. We should split up.
Yes.
More chances of us losing.
Right.
It's a good idea. Anything else?
Drink a roll.
Drink heavily.
17.
Okay.
We should put all the soft.
I get ambushed on my way to the moon.
For sure.
You get to the moon fine.
I buy Dave 3 drinks.
Which Dave?
You.
Oh, I drink them.
Then I look expectantly. I can buy me any drink?
I buy him 4 drinks.
Oh,
he just looks
I drink them all. Then I buy Dave 5 more drinks.
Yeah, we'll definitely lose.
So there's supposed to be I told you the casting party, right?
Yeah, but when is it?
The
casting party?
Yeah. The party for the cast.
When is it?
It is...
But they can bring guests, right?
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, then keep drinking.
So,
at the same time, we're going to hit the...
You're the only one that I can take, because you're the only chick.
Because we're not taking any of these guys. Let's not get into that.
Wait,
what that getting out.
I haven't told you I have that power.
I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure Ross Hudson was already dead by then.
Who?
So, yeah. So I tell you, go get a lovely Vera Wang dress or whatever. We'll go to the
dress
party.
Where are you going to see the real movie star?
Yeah.
It's true. What?
Where's the party at?
Parents,
party's
in the mansion.
Party's in the mansion. Why don't you two and one other person be that, the three...
Well, one of you can pretend to serve mushroom, crab stuff, mushroom caps.
That wouldn't be me.
You're normal, aren't you? No, I mean, Indy did that, right?
Dressed up like a waiter?
I don't remember.
Well, he was a ticket...
Ticket guy on
guy
the Zeppelin.
Yeah, Zeppelin. So close enough.
Right? Close enough. Service industry.
Okay.
Wait, yeah.
I'll be like the ballet or something.
Just be a guest.
Why don't you? Yeah, just be a guest.
Okay, I'll be a guest. Just say, I want an invitation.
That'll work.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
I can get an
somebody else should serve crab stuffed mushroom caps, then
nobody should have three at one place and three at the other.
Yeah.
That's three there.
We'll be bored, but... Yeah.
All right, so but the night before this all happens, we have a cat by each other during the show.
Sure.
We're hoping, you know, the attack happens this night. Does it?
No.
Damn. We weakened our finely tuned fighting force for nothing?
Well, you have hangover tomorrow. Just keep drinking tomorrow morning.
Not by the evening.
No, keep drinking tomorrow morning.
That'll just make my hangover go away.
That's okay. I got to get a...
So I guess that means
my clothes.
Me, Indiana Jones, and you will be at the lab.
Indy's
going.
Because the cat can't really go. Well, he could, but
right.
He'd freak people out. You'll freak people out, too, so I don't know.
Yes.
I understand how that...
I'll chill with this guy.
She's a superhero. It's okay.
That's true. They know her by now, right?
Sure.
It's like Cheers.
So you get to know, like, effects coordinator and stuff.
Ooh, effects coordinator.
Yeah. And the rest of the stunt people.
Okay.
Stunt people.
So next time they grab you.
You're like Colt Seaver.
Although they seem to shun him a bit.
Shun who?
The effects coordinator.
Shun.
Why?
You're not there. Oh, no, you're not talking to him.
He's got his coordinator shuns.
Why? Right, before you can find out.
Oh.
He turns into A?
Yeah. Alright, so I guess we'll do that fight first. You hear screams from the outside. Coming from outside.
They're at a party. We're hanging out.
I'm pretty sure you guys at the cast party can win.
Yeah.
Not if they have 15 psychos.
They can still win.
Psychos are easy.
It depends how tough.
This is clearly just the diversion.
Unless they're...
Well, I guess you can't, so
back
you can
the
win.
Party?
Because the plant, the... Nothing's at the party.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
What?
The party's at Alan Funt's house.
Yeah, it's at the mansion.
At the mansion.
Where the power coupling is there.
Oh, that is where the power coupling is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we'll be...
Well, then you have to lose.
No!
You just said
we had plan. Remember the plan.
I thought the cast party was elsewhere.
We
have to very carefully define winning.
Yeah, good point.
They have to get away with the power cut.
And you have to be knocked out. Unconscious, I mean.
And bloody. And lose a limb.
Yeah,
make it real.
And one of the three of you has to die. That's
that is a very clear definition.
Very clear.
So, somebody needs to rape the crap out of the
bottle. No, one of the guys.
Edgy.
Alright, one
of
the guys has to
rape
the crap out of them. It's fine.
By one of the guys, you mean them, or?
If I rape the crap out of them,
you're going to be you.
What are we talking about here?
I don't have any crap.
Okay, so when the three of you look outside, there's some people, you know, there are also people out in the lawn, so guests and stuff, and then they're
I
running around.
Because I'm fully distracted.
You know, fools rush out.
Yep.
Fools rush in.
And there are psycho freaks with
it's part of the party.
Sticks.
It could be part of the party.
A couple of them have chainsaws and stuff.
It could be part of the party,
yeah,
right?
They all wearing masks.
We don't know. Part of the party. Hey, look at those guys.
And they're running up the guests trying to kill them.
Look at those guests. Hi.
Perhaps you're fighting the puppet master. Alicia Masters, evil.
Is that Marvel?
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Most likely.
Alright, initiative.
Is it a puppet gang?
You guys can roll initiative.
I'm sure they are. I haven't really
probably.
Just lose quick.
We don't need to lose. We're being distracted.
Yeah.
I thought you see us standing right in front of the vault.
The effects score.
That's what I said earlier, and then you said that, yeah, you were defending the coupling thing.
Well, it's on the ground.
It's in his pocket, okay? Are you happy?
Okay, so what's your roll?
56.
48.
36. All right. Wow. 48. 36. Okay. So you go first. So there are four groups of three.
Okay. How many guests are currently being menaced?
12 are dead. And
all four groups. All four groups are going after guests.
Great. How many guests are in imminent danger?
Oh, imminent danger.
And they look
no,
like
imminent danger. I'm trying to land these reports, people.
Okay.
Are you in imminent danger?
Hey, I think the stunt guys can take care of themselves.
You're right. I start doing flips and falling down.
So three other groups are menacing, have like cornered their guests. I guess.
Save the rich people.
Yeah, save the big stars.
I try to save the three people in imminent danger.
Okay, go ahead and make a roll.
But that means you have to kill 12 people successfully.
No. I'm not trying to kill the psychos. I'm trying to grab the guests and go and get away.
Well, you don't want to be grabbed.
My little girl.
My creepy little girl.
Are you
like 8 or something?
Yeah. And creepy.
You got one. Boy,
like Wednesday Addams.
Right.
And you were taking her out.
Yeah, people are going to kind of...
candy all night.
People are going to kind of worry about your taste in women.
Rick, what do you want to do?
Clearly a front. Clearly gay.
So I think
I'm
you two will be tabloid tonight.
Yeah,
great.
Here.
That was pretty phallic.
I will...
Isn't Magnum P.I. being filmed on the island now?
Yeah, probably.
I'm Magnum. I'll put myself between...
It may be long, but it doesn't stay up for me.
Yeah, flaccid, I
guess. That happens to everyone sometimes.
Yeah, they don't feel bad. We can talk about it.
It doesn't happen.
It's a big deal.
You want to just cuddle, Dave?
I
it's okay.
I'll put myself between. Yeah, right. This is the point where I'm supposed to beat you all to death, so you don't know my character.
So, what do you want to do?
Between some guests and these robotic maniacs.
Okay.
And basically.
Do you attack any of the maniacs as they come in here?
Did Donald save the three?
Yeah.
Well, you just start ripping the chainsaws and knives out of their hands with your whip.
I could do that, but instead what I'm going to do is use all of my actions as dodges for any guests that are attacked in my vicinity.
Okay, sure.
Hero crap.
Hero point four.
That's what we call 0.4.
Okay. So Psycho Freaks go now on 44.
Can we play cards or something at the lab?
We're getting drunk.
Are we getting drunk?
I am.
You guys are at the lab? I don't know if you're patrolling or anything.
We have to lose. Yeah. I want to have an excuse.
Uh-huh.
I drink some more.
I guess I'll drink too. Don't know how that interacts with my...
Radiation?
Radioactive blood.
I don't know.
Just try not to...
But which one of you is going to drink?
Huh? All of us.
Wow, that's a lot of booze.
I think we'll get the Vietnam vets.
Yeah. On the same night? Maybe a different night.
No, it'll be the same night.
And there's going to be like 30 of them, right?
No, there were like 8.
10.
Yeah. Like 30.
It'll be like 30.
When I see them, it'll be like 30.
Take the one in between the two.
No, no, I'm taking the one on the left. He's clearly the most sinister.
Okay, so they go around. Some of them attack you, but they miss. Some of them attack you, but they miss. Some of them attack you, but they miss.
Wow.
Okay.
So far.
Remember the plan.
The high roll, that's all
let's
I need.
See, yep. That's bad about him getting his arm cut off and knocked
Ray,
out.
Are
any
people being killed?
One of them killed.
Ray,
Rave
killed. Yeah, Rave killed.
I mean, there are people behind you.
What? There are people behind me?
Yeah.
Being threatened?
Yeah.
How many?
One guy?
No!
Five.
I can't possibly pick up five.
Stand in front of him like he does.
Say, no, you shall not get past me.
Yeah, there you go.
There were three groups of four.
This
right?
is the line.
Or three groups of five? Four groups of three.
Four groups? There's only three of us. Why are there four groups?
Damn it.
Because there are not enough of you.
How do I defend the people? Can I stand in front of them?
You can stand in front of them and have them attack you instead.
Okay, you can like shoot all of them and all
can,
out.
Or you can shoot all three and try to take them all down.
Wait, shoot all three? What do you mean?
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I know, but there are five being threatened.
Don't shoot the people, shoot the psycho freaks.
But there are three psycho freaks who are threatening five people?
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Oh, you shoot the three.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll shoot the three.
Well, the one goop gets that.
Well, actually, I want one of my actions to be fly between them,
uh-huh.
And the other action to be shoot them.
You should say something heroic.
I'll shoot each of them once.
You might wait and see if the psychos actually hurt the people, because we don't know if these guys are actually out for blood or not.
That's
I
true.
Think I want to shoot
they
them.
Appear to be.
They look like real weapons that they're wielding.
Yeah. Besides, we're also treat it like a real threat, so that we're distracted while people go
that
right.
I don't give it a hockey.
So I want to fly between them and then shoot each of them once.
Each of who?
Each of the three baddies.
Okay.
You should be there. You need the claws. Like Freddy
six,
versus Jason.
I'm going to be there against the vets.
Five to hit him.
Freddy versus Jason.
Well, yeah, I think that's going to be claws versus guns.
Though. Oh, okay. Either way.
Eight.
Alright, so you hit him and do 6 points of
damage. 10 to 1.
Yeah, that'll be more like
Predator. I don't have to roll three times?
No.
Predator?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Claws
okay.
Well, tens.
Well, you
actually do
soldier.
A little less. You do 4 points of damage.
Predator Outcat?
Predator. Five.
Does he actually have a thing that does actual damage,
sure.
Or does he only suck stats?
I'm not sure if it was
I don't think
or late.
I think it's later.
That's true,
later.
You suck your stats.
How much body?
You gain full body.
Okay,
so your turn again. Okay.
I think Rambo's out, though.
Well,
at least the first one's out, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, he's in front of one group of bad guys. He's in front of one group of bad guys. That leaves two groups of bad guys.
Yeah.
Three dead bodies.
And there are groups of three.
Yes.
I can take the six, maybe.
Good roll.
It was
a really good roll.
Take them all out.
Somebody do a high ditch.
Can I take out one group and then go get in front of...
No.
Suddenly, every man in the room.
Yeah,
no joke.
That'll be all your
no joke.
That's okay.
I
okay.
can take them all.
as long as they'll be attacking me and not
like
somebody else.
Jones, right?
Sure. So 9-3, you need an 8 to hit him.
13.
1, 2, 3, 4 points of damage. So that was a group.
Did you take them all?
No. You wounded them all.
Chris is one group.
And then you go in front of another group. Alright, so three of them are trying to get past you. Well, they're trying to hit you.
Okay. I shout directions to the guys, to the normal people I'm protecting.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps dodging.
Run!
No.
Run, I'll hold them off.
Get out, poorly, that way, and stay with me.
But you can see the other group standing this way from the other direction.
Sitting them back.
So
how tough are these things? Dex 7, body 9.
Wow.
I'll use my whip to
pretty
tough. Pull two of them together.
Here are those giant tapes.
Okay. You roll well.
9.
No.
What are the different stats I can steal, Wu?
Strength, dex.
So you hit him.
Body.
And then effect value is 9. So
I think that's what I just did.
The body? Okay,
yeah.
Body then.
So it must be the top 3.
Right.
Yeah, top 3. Alright, so you entangle all 3. Oh, the doesn't look like it's going to hold them long.
I was only trying to entangle 2.
Oh, okay. You entangle 2. Still doesn't look like it's going to hold them.
A little longer than 3?
Perhaps not.
I'll make adjustments to it next time. Then I'll be dodging all the rest of them.
Okay. So, let's see. 3 attack you.
Want to sit on the couch then?
Yeah. Let's do that.
And then 1 attacks you. And then you were probably dodging. So he missed. And then the other 2 try to break free. They don't yet. And then 3 of them are attacking you.
17.
You have...
Oh. Yeah, I have a 17 body and a 5
sorry, no, you
force field body.
So effectively right now you have 22.
I sucked their body and put it into my
sling. Class while we
do. Yes.
I do, but I keep marking them by mistake.
What the?
The Ace of Spades is the one with 4 large claw marks.
So are the others, actually.
Okay.
No, I don't get as excited by anything except, you know,
face. So a couple of them hit you. They don't do anything since you have a high body right now. Let's see. The last group...
Well, Amy dies.
Doesn't catch up to anybody yet. People are running around. What are you going to do?
Can I go... Shoot the hostage.
Hit the wounded. Hit the ones that I already wounded and then come back and defend. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
Die. Wounded. Guys.
You think?
11. To do 2 points.
Damn it.
Once again, you nickel.